Warning, what you are about to hear is a not safe for work podcast. Now, when we say it's not safe for work, what we mean is don't play it at work and don't play it in front of children. And also, if you're offended by coarse language and sexual references, you shouldn't listen to this. However, for those of you who are not easily offended, enjoy, because I think this is a really, really funny podcast, so long as you aren't squeamish.
What are some of your favorite curses?
Some of my favorite what?
Your curse words, like curse phrases, curses. Like you just like you need to tell somebody really.
I fuck a lot. I say fuck a lot.
You say fuck a lot.
Yeah, I say fuck a lot.
Oh, I thought that was your way of saying telling like, somebody
fuck a lot.
Hey, fuck a lot.
Fuck a lot. Sir fucks a lot.
No, like I say fuck a lot.
Fuck you.
But that's even a term of a deal. Like I have close personal friends that I'll call on the phone and be like, hey, fucker, what's going on?
Right, yeah.
It's just it's
an
just
insult
one of, those
of endearment.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really even a I say what the shit a lot when I'm pissed.
Good. You know, well, I'm thinking like more directed at somebody. Like if you're pissed at them, what do you say? Fuck you is good. I always like to eat shit and die.
Yeah.
Which is, it's because it's two. You know, just fuck you means, well, how is that even an insult? Like I hope your dick gets wet. I don't understand how that's even like that's.
I'm trying
not a
to think
curse.
If I'm really pissed at somebody, it's like you know just I think motherfucker is the first thing that comes out of my mouth.
Yeah,
motherfucker.
But if I'm mad at somebody, I think that's not in program. By the way, if you're looking,
no, I wasn't.
Yes. Okay, I was just making sure that one isn't in audition, so it's not recording on us. Fuck you is good.
Yeah.
Eat shit and die, I always like, because it's a double up. It's saying, hey, not only do I want you to die, but right before you die, I want you to eat shit. And maybe the fact that you ate shit would be the cause of your death. I don't know if that's implied or if it's just somebody's dying of a heart attack and you force a bunch of shit down their throat. I don't know what it is. But kiss my ass is also got to be up there, right?
Now, I have said that in anger quite a bit. Yeah. Kiss my ass. You know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right. Kiss my ass. Now, we don't know where fuck you came from. We don't know. There's a lot of theories, but none of them are really historically accurate. We don't know where eat shit and die came from. It might have been from anywhere. It might have just been, I don't know, from a really overzealous chef. I don't know. But we do know where the term kiss my ass came from.
Really?
And this is actually really fascinating. It was a guy named Guts von Berlichingen.
His first name was Guts.
It's G-O-T-Z, which in German is Guts.
Guts.
Guts. Von Berlichingen, I think, is how you say
Nigen?
It. I'm just going to call him Guts from now on. Guts, better known as Guts of the Iron Hand. He was this Teutonic knight back in the 1500s, roamed the German countryside as a mercenary, just somebody who was willing to kill people for the highest bidder, you know. And he, when he was 20 years old, he created a mercenary company and just stormed the land of Germany, fighting in wars and things like that. Shortly after that, he was in a battle, Battle of Landshut. Boy, those Germans, they know how to name shit.
Landshut.
Landshut. Okay. I don't know what it, you know, it's really like when you look at England versus like Germany, and this is a total detour here, but the things are in England are named so fancifully, like, oh, it's Gloucester, you know?
And
Smealytown and shit like that. And Germany is all like Copenhagen. And well, that wouldn't be Germany, would it? But München. We actually take the terms for German cities and make them sound nicer. You've heard of the German city Cologne?
Yeah.
It's nice. Cologne. Oh, it's like the fragrance. Yeah. The actual German city isn't called Cologne. It's called Köln. That is it. Köln.
That's awful.
Munich sounds nice, right? Munich, Germany. It's not that bad. The actual term is München. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, point is, they have a lot of cool names. And he was at the Battle of Landshut. And
it sounds like when your wife cuts you off.
Maybe that's what she says.
The Battle of Landshut.
The Battle of Landshut, sonny. You know, maybe the sea is open, but the land is shut. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Anyway, he had his arm blown off. Atlanta shot a fucking cannonball, hit his right arm,
okay,
blew it right the fuck off.
That'll happen.
And the most amazing thing about this is most he people lived. Back then would have died.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
not only would you have bled a lot, but also the infection and,
yeah.
and all that stuff. But
yeah, there's no sewing it up. I think you just set fire to it.
Yeah, he probably didn't. Yeah, it never stitched it up. He probably just had like dangling stalactites of flesh just hanging yeah. off of his arm for the rest of his life. Just like giant skin tags just yeah. ripping from his right arm.
Ah.
So he survived.
Right.
He didn't die of infection, and he had a prosthetic made. Now, when you think of a prosthetic from the 1500s, you probably think of like what Jaime Lannister had in Game of Thrones, where he, you know, just has this gold hand.
Yeah, yeah, that, just a, you know, just a, like a metal, yeah. Like
right, a metal hand that's just a fist that he could hit people with, but he has to learn to use a sword with his other hand,
right.
thus making him not as good a soldier. Well, Guts was much more hardcore than Jaime Lannister, refused to settle for fighting with his left hand, and said, make me a fucking workable goddamn right arm. So somehow, wait. And we don't know, but somehow back then, he had a bunch of blacksmiths work together for a couple of years on an arm for him that worked. He put
that was
it on.
Functioning.
It functioned. He could hold a sword with it. He could supposedly deal cards with it. Could ride a horse and hold on to the horse. It worked as a functioning hand. It could open and shut.
How the fuck could it open and shut?
I don't know, because we barely even have these things now.
What are they like? This is the 1500s, so like take ropes and then shove them up his ass.
The only thing I think maybe
and then when he clenches his butt cheeks, it makes the hand a fist. And when he relaxes a little, it opens.
The only thing I can think is that maybe he adjusted it with his other hand to make it clench, and then he could hold things.
I guess.
But the dealing cards thing. How are you going to put? No, he'd have to be able to grip with it, like of its own accord.
Yeah,
which is amazing.
It's got to be the butt cheeks thing.
Anyway, so that by the way it's not a bullshit story of where like we think we had this prosthetic arm is he told the story in the autobiography.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, the thing is still you can go to some castle in Germany and actually see the hand.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, he at that same battle where he got his arm blown off, he was in a castle. It was being besieged by a bunch of people. I guess other Germans.
Yeah.
And they sent an emissary going, hey, surrender. And he wrote back, and it was the first time that this had been used in recorded history. He wrote back, lech mich im Arsch, which translates directly to lick my asshole. But we've changed it to the much more palatable.
Well,
kiss
okay,
my
here's
ass,
the thing.
Because that does sound nicer.
Here's the thing that they don't tell you. Okay. The problem is, at the same time, he was having a correspondence with some hookers that were going to come to a party later. And he sent the wrong note because they were like, so what is it specifically you want, sir?
So, to the hooker, he sent a note to the hooker saying, go. You're going to die at midday. I will slit you from ass to throat, you pieces of shit.
He actually sent a note to the hookers saying, no, I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
Yeah.
And they went, okay, and they didn't show up at the party, and he was really mad later when no one was there to lick his asshole.
And the emissary came over and was like, oh, lick your asshole.
Promise not to hurt me.
I mean, is this how we're going to end this? I mean, I don't want to be on the other side of a siege if I just need to toss your salad. I don't know what the German term for tossing salad is. But that's basically what he said. Toss my salad.
I think it's sauerkraut.
That's my new phrase. And we could even say that on air.
What? Toss my salad?
Toss my salad, you piece of crap. So much worse than lick my ass.
It is.
Also, how did licking an asshole, how does that translate into tossing salad? I've always thought about that. It doesn't make any sense. Tossing a salad literally take salad tongs
yeah.
and you literally toss a salad.
You know what's
funny? I've never seen somebody toss a salad going like that into the bowl. It doesn't make any sense.
If they did, I don't want that salad.
Depending on who did it.
The only reason everyone in the world knows that term is Chris Rock.
Yes, because...
And it was on an HBO thing
yeah.
about like some documentary hardcore... HBO Undercover?
Yeah, yeah.
And they used to do those like hardcore documentaries on hookers and prison and different stuff.
And they did one. I never saw it, but it was about prisons. And the guy says, you know, they were talking about new inmates, you know, how do you, you know, what do you do with new inmates? You just fuck them in the ass. And they're like, no, that's easy.
Yeah.
Like, I make them toss my salad. And he explained what toss my salad was. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, that honestly, when I heard that when I was a kid, I was like, I am not even going to jaywalk.
That'll keep you out of prison. Because
for some reason, like, the idea of getting fucked in the ass is horrifying. Horrible. But it isn't as humiliating. And I don't have to taste it.
Well, I feel like I could, you know, like, I could still walk the yard and be like, what am I going to do? He fucked me in the ass.
Yeah, like he
snuck up on me. Right. I didn't know.
And I think the other thing is, if you get fucked in the ass, it's just somebody holding you down and doing that to you. Versus if you toss a salad,
you're doing it.
You're doing it. Yeah. Like, you're doing it because the threat of violence against you is such that you feel like you have to. Oh. So anyway, he told them to toss a salad. They didn't. And
they didn't. Turns out
he still managed to win the war with his broke ass arm against them anyway. He then went on, and this is actually fascinating. He then went on to become like kind of this German Robin Hood. After that battle, he just started raiding the manors of a bunch of German lords and dukes. He even held one duke. Who was it? The do 1515. He kidnapped the Count of Waldeck and ransomed him for cash, which the biggest strike against him, because apparently German, they were fucking terrified of him. Like, they were terrified of the iron-handed toss mask. Because they knew what would happen if they lost against him.
I'm not tossing that fucker salad. I mean, not only has he got the iron hand, but the ropes go right up his ass to control that fucking thing.
His hand is iron. What do you think his ass is like? but they were terrified of him. So when he kidnapped Duke, they paid the ransom and then went, we have to strip you of your titles of nobility. And he was like, fuck you. And they're like, okay, sorry. Literally, like, they stripped him of his titles of nobility, and then he retired to a manor somewhere as a duke.
Because fuck you, I'm still a duke.
He got tired of being retired, and in 1525, he led the rebel forces in something called the Peasants' War. Didn't do very well, the peasants versus, you know, the nobility, because it's a bunch of, you know, people with pitchforks versus
it's never done well.
And iron. Yeah. And he apparently slaughtered a ton of dudes, but the peasants lost. There was this huge massacre. And the German lords and everything looked at this guy again, Guts again, and went, hey, we're going to have to fine you for that. Like, you
we
killed
told
my,
you not to.
You killed my entire family, so I'm going to have to fine you.
We warned you.
And indeed, they fined him.
So Germany was a lot like the NFL back then.
Yes. So then he retired again in 1542, but then decided that was boring. And at the age of 62, he traveled into Hungary, fought the Turks who invaded Europe. Then 2 years later, he rejoined the Imperial Army in a war against the French. And then eventually he retired again for good and died at the age of 80. He wrote an autobiography.
I didn't know people lived to fucking 80 in the 1500s.
Oh, yeah, it was rare. But this guy, like, you know, what death was probably like, I don't want to get to
What if he makes me toss his salad? Yeah, I mean, I know I'm death, but I'm not tossing nobody's fucking salad, dude. No.
Plus, death maybe tried to touch him on the arm and it just didn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be. Even I have my limits. I'm not tossing anybody.
Yeah, he wrote an autobiography. It was very popular, and
I bet it would be.
Yeah, yeah. Where
iron-handed salad bowl.
Toss my salad until you get to the guts. All right, we're gonna do that.